Let's just say, hope you're excited about this episode you're about to listen to. It may be out of date. Bear with us. We're coming to you with new content. And then you just say something weird.
New content? This is for the real.
This is for the beginning of the episodes.
Okay.
So that last
where's your head?
That last one was the real?
The last one is the real.
Well, all right. Well, let's just giddy up to it. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Rough Housing. Today, we have no guests except for ourselves. This is an opportunity for me and John to get back on base and to, come together.
Shoot the shit.
Give me doses. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. There we go. Ow. Thank you. Welcome back. We got some fun planned today. We got some hot topics.
Oh, boy.
We got boots out.
I got the boots out, yeah. They're all Texas.
Yeah. You liking the new kind of like, no one can probably tell from the audience, but we did a little bit of like an adjustment here on the setup.
You know, I feel like I shit on it when you wanted to do it at the beginning, but because it fucks with my like OCD brain, but I feel like it's oriented better. I want this turned in more from there because you like when V was there the other day, you just see her side.
Yeah. Is that what it was?
Yeah, and I told Daniel and everybody, but no one listened to
me. So it's a camera thing that we need to fix?
It's too far over.
Well, the problem is that this feels like I don't know. I'm going to use a personal experience here. This is going to feel like hanging out at my in-law's house or something like that. We're all kind of gather around just sitting and chilling. And then like all the chair spacing is so far apart that just like it like really doesn't have that intimate
feel. Maybe the table needs to feel. Go and we need to scoot this over this way. Listen to me. Put this table on the other side because this one already has a table and then scoot that chair this way.
Oh, I'm gonna like that. I just want to get it closer to this.
And it's dose chairs.
Because when I was sitting over there, it felt like Andy Richter from the Conan O'Brien show. Like I'm like,
yeah, guys, that's what like. I'm
every
a part
now
of
and
this.
Again, you chime in.
I'm a part of this too. Yeah, yeah. I didn't feel like I had a place in my own home.
Well, if anybody's got an opinion about it, go ahead and chime in.
I mean, Katie. Katie's gonna help us today.
Katie's
gonna be Katie. Our little helper.
Little helper, Katie.
You're so welcome.
It'll help with Katie.
We'll find out a little bit later on.
Yeah.
What I want to do is make sure that we start videotaping these things so we don't have to say them anymore. But we are looking for sponsors. Anybody out there? Let's see, this is mine. Anybody out there looking to help us grow and expand and keep the lights on, keep these cameras rolling, keep our editors editing? Please give us some money. We'd love to put your shit out there and make sure that everyone knows who you are and that everybody watches this knows that we care about you so much. So please check out the show notes in the show description, wherever you might be listening or watching, and contact us. We'll give you pricing. Anyways.
Yeah, and then to spread this thing, please share and like our channels. That's the only way this thing grows. There's a little bell auction, too. You better press it. Press the bell. Share it. Blast it to your friends. Invite people to watch our shenanigans, because then it's not just us in a room by ourselves.
Yeah, like right now.
Oh, Katie's here.
Ashley's here too. Yeah, that's a crowd.
They're not entertained though.
We could always invite other staff.
Live audience.
Yeah, but then we're paying them to watch us, and that feels masturbatory.
No one does anything.
Yeah, like right now.
These two girls.
I know.
At the exactly. Moment.
I keep getting, V had, V Vanessa, who's been on the latest shows, she's been like, I don't really like your disclaimer. I'm like, just telling people to like leave. And I'm like, yeah, well, you know, it's also got a little bit of like a reverse psychology angle to it. I don't know if we should keep going, but I just want to let everybody know we're going to say what we're going to say. We want to have a good time. Please don't get upset. We're trying to make some laughs happen or just like at least entertaining us, which, you know, we run on like a nice little baseline hum that if we dip below that, you know, it's just gonna be like when your blood pressure drops and you
just die.
Yeah,
don't be puss.
Yeah, calm down. We're having fun.
Don't be puss.
Okay, you want to do a little hot topics?
Yeah, hit me with hot topics. I went in here blind, everybody. So they've been prepping for this one, so I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, John doesn't know, and that's where this could go horribly awry.
Or be brilliant.
The truth is that I know that John keeps up with interesting, you know, current events, but not the ones I typically pay attention to. Are you looking at me? Your little belly.
Can you see my belly?
Can you see his little belly okay. button? His little bowl. His little bowl of brown sugar over there.
Hey, ladies, if you need my number, DM me.
No, Jess is gone.
I know. That's exactly why I said it. I don't need it.
Oh, yeah. Also, one thing about these chairs and stuff is, like, it's bulge central.
I like the chairs. You were always over there whenever I was rocking and rolling.
I'm just saying bulges are apparent.
We like to discuss your bulge.
Girls, can y'all see the bulges right now? Is that an HR complaint?
My lower back hurts. Okay, good. I need a lumbar support on this thing.
Take one of those little pillows, guys.
That's too much.
That's too much.
That's too much. Way, I say.
Anyways, current events. Harvey Weinstein.
Weinstein.
one of the media moguls, I think with New Line Cinema. I could be wrong. Allegedly New Line Cinema. I could be wrong. His ruling in New York for rape and sexual assault was overturned.
Right, because he's got money.
You think that's what it is?
Absolutely. OJ. Fucking, I've been watching the oh, God, what's that guy? He killed his wife, his best friend, and then his neighbor. And he died recently. Jessica's got me on. It's a Showtime show. He apparently did it, like, 20 years ago. And he was an heir to, like, some big media family. And he got away with it, too.
But this was done. Like, he got ruled upon. And then I guess they overturned it.
That's different.
That is different. I mean,
maybe money.
I feel like you
just up the right people. Well, what they could say? Have been.
I mean, he had tons of money.
I mean, that was during the Me era or whatever. Me Too era.
Hashtag
so,
Me Too.
So, which again, not knocking that. I mean, I definitely think people need to be told Me Too, on, but I Me feel Too's like a lot of people good, got crucified.
Me Too, yeah, Me Too's went too far.
I think a lot of people got crucified. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people got...
Louis C.K.?
Yeah, crucified, which, I mean, rightfully so. I mean, that's a slippery slope. You never want to do that kind of stuff, so who knows? Why'd they overturn it?
I'm not sure. I think that there was some... I think there was some tomfoolery in the court proceedings.
Some, like, one little dribble of bad evidence that just spoiled the whole thing?
Maybe, or maybe it could have been, like, something with the prosecution. You know, frankly,
there's something weird about, like, our law and, like, the process, the judicial system, if you will. It's like, if you put one little tainted thing, it could overpower the overwhelming majority of other opinions.
But that's also, like, one of the benefits of the judicial system in that, like, you have to fucking do it right.
Gotta do it right.
Like,
without a doubt.
Did you know that, like, America is one of the few places to where, like, people look to our legal system as, like, a shining beacon of towards, like, certainly you can have some, like...
Or if you're O.J. Simpson, you can get off with...
Hey, it's gotta be right. Hey, did you also know that, like, there was, like, police tampering with O.J. Simpson's, hey, like, evidence and all that shit?
If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Hey, man, hey, you got it.
Bravo.
Meanwhile, O.J. was like, yeah, me too. I'd be spreading my fingers way wide. I'm like,
he ate a fucking bunch of salt. just
hammering down Lay's potato chips.
That's what I'd fucking do. Sausages.
I would gain so much weight, yeah. Like, we have the glove. I'd be like, ow. But they overturned it. Let's see what this is not the full article, but it's a little blurb. Former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein will be retried. So he got overruled.
So then they're going to just redo it.
They're going to redo it. Make sure they do it right.
I mean, from what I understand, that guy was a dirtbag. So, I mean,
of course, he was a total piece of shit.
Let's all hope that he gets his. So that I feel like people that are in that realm of, like, you know, the legal system and, like, If you make that mistake, you either hurt children or women, you're fucked once you go to prison. You're fucked.
I can add on another current event, too, while we're at this, too, as well. It says the Manhattan District Attorney's Office said in court on Wednesday, a week after the state's highest court threw out his 2020...
The highest of highs?
That's the highest you can go. They're going to retry him again. Probably going to be like, nay. His 2020 rape conviction, Weinstein appeared in court before Judge Curtis Farber in a wheelchair and a black suit. Why the wheelchair? Does anyone know? Katie? What? Are you down with this?
Kay has no idea what we're talking
about. Oh, gosh. These millennials.
Sympathy votes. You know, he wanted that sympathy.
I think so. I would do sympathy that, too. Thing. I think that that's what they were saying, like, old Cosby was doing, too.
Yeah. What's the name of that fucking show on Showtime? We look at it real fast.
They're making so many, like, documentaries about, like, pieces of shit now that are showing up on, like, Netflix.
Rich people that just, like, went through it. He died, but...
He killed his wife and neighbor?
Killed his wife, his best friend, and his neighbor. Allegedly. He hacked up his neighbor. Admitted to hacking him up. Chopping him up. He claimed that he found his dead body, panicked, chopped him up in little pieces, hit him, and then they let him off after that. Like, how do you, like, come on.
I mean, damn, you've got to have some great evidence not pointing to you for murdering him or being the recurring cause of the murder.
Or a lot of money.
Hey, that can't hurt, can
it? What is it?
John, you discover a dead body at your house. What you going to do?
Call the cops. Unless I killed it.
Oh, that's for sure. You never give it. Probably you did because you never give out your code to your house.
You have my code.
I have zip for codes.
You have I gave you my garage code. I was going to give it to you for the thing, and you were like, just put it on the front porch.
And then you brought it to me like a sweetie.
It's fun to do that. I think about you whenever we're not together.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Thus the hat I purchased or didn't purchase.
Speaking of pieces of shit, the new latest video with Diddy.
Yeah, I saw it.
And Cassie of him just...
He threw her, man.
Beating
threw
the
her.
Shit out Apparently of her.
He punched her before that. She had a black eye, was fleeting. And then he probably panicked and was like, oh, I'm naked now. I'm going to put a towel on and go.
Oh, he was naked in that thing, too? Yeah. Oh, I couldn't see from the images. Yeah. Okay, so he was naked, beating the crap out of her. Paid the hotel $50,000 to get that video and for hushing up.
Wow.
Which I think that's got to be something.
He released
some sort of criminal conspiracy.
He released a sorry thing like yesterday, I think, on Instagram. Which yes. Was like a PSA. It was like, hey... I'm a redeveloped man, and you know it's like, come on, bro. I mean, you're fucked, dude. Good attempt.
I'm not asking for your forgiveness,
yeah.
But I apologize. Yeah. Wait a second.
No, dude.
Wait a sec. I mean, there's no coming back. I mean,
no, he's fucked. He's the other things too. He diddled boys.
Diddle Bieber. Allegedly. Allegedly. Everything on here has an alleged.
Robert Durst.
Robert.
Thank you.
Durst, the Robert guy Durst. From. From
Not
the band?
Fred Durst, Robert Durst. That was funny. They actually brought Fred Durst into that show. And he's like so many times because like whenever that Woodstock was going on, where Limp Bizkit like caused a riot, that the Woodstock that went awry, you know, mm-hmm. like in the early 2000s.
Was that
99? 99. Did you see that Netflix series?
No, I haven't.
It was kind of scary, but I mean, definitely like brought me back.
Probably just as bad as the original one. They just didn't have any as
no,
many.
No,
because like,
the original one was
cameras.
More Love and Field. The original one, they ran out of food, and local people were having cookouts for people and inviting them into their own little circuits. They all came together as a community in the first round of Woodstock. So they tried to recreate that, but they had all of our millennial esque people. That were back in the late 90s just ruin it.
So you're saying, so yeah, all the dumbass wannabes wanting to recreate time. So you're saying that.
Then you put fucking did it all for the nookie on top of that.
That was a terrible period of music. I'll just have to say late 90s,
what?
Early 2000s.
Some Green Day hits still slap.
Yeah, I'll go there.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine? Neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Jam, always.
I know. I like a little bit of Matchbox 20 in there. That's kind of that area.
You would.
Era, I know. You I would.
And not bad, you know.
It's a long day.
Yeah.
It's been a long day. Oh, I play that song
and
hard.
And Spice Girls, hey, come on.
I know. It just seems...
I listened to them all the way to the office today.
Seems real like a syrupy, sweet, like... Went highly corporate, and then
it was a lot of like the same kind of strumming chords.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there wasn't any like original guitar riffs. It was all chords. You remember that?
Yeah, a little bit of rhythm guitar.
Korn, like the more heavy stuff. Korn, Pantera, Metallica.
That was heyday.
Mm-hmm. That was hitting in the '90s. That shit needs to come back around.
It will.
Rage Against the Machine still. That album still one of the best albums.
I mean, they had a handful.
The first
Battle one. For Los Angeles, or no,
the first one, the one with the Evil Empire.
Yep, mm-hmm. That was a good one.
Fucking
Roll
great.
Riot, Roll Call.
Yeah, dude, great, great album.
If you don't know it, and if you're too young for this, just go check out those albums. It's good for you. But there's a lot of horse shit from that time period too, so watch out. However, I'm gonna give a big shout out to the New Radicals. That one album is the only thing they had was fucking dynamite. New Radicals?
Don't know.
Who? All right, moving on forward.
Not catching that one. Not smelling what you're stepping in.
Ooh, oh, it's you'll know it if you heard it.
Probably.
Next topic, buy now, pay later. Have you been hearing about these things? There's now so much. There's like over $1 trillion in credit card debt in American society, and now buy now, pay later has been skirting all the credit card laws because you can only do it for like four payments. So instead of it being kind of like prolonged, they don't have to like abide by credit card rules and have the astronomical interest along with it. And it actually fueled a lot of 2020 and 2021's buying surges.
Okay.
And so now that basically there was just Americans with a shit ton of debt. And now,
so context, what is it? Just like a credit system?
Well, now there's a new ruling from the Consumer Financial.
Is it a company?
No, buy now, pay later. Like,
it's an idea?
Like layaway. Like, what are the names of some of these companies?
I understand that idea, but be more pointed. Like, what is it?
Klarna, yeah, was one of them.
I mean, here's my stance on any credit entity known to man. So our modern day civilization was built on credit. We started booming and prospering when banks started allowing ranchers, homeowners, families to take credit from big pools of money.
We have a debt-based economy.
Amen. It's the root and the base of what we do. So I can't knock it. I always go back to the predatory aspect of who they cater those entities to. Is it the poor? Is it the people that don't have the means to pay those back?
I think it's probably the poor.
Well, that's where I think more things need to be kind of, I don't know, maybe built and some sort of protections with that. But it's like
or
lottery.
Was it like you knew it was a snake when you picked it up?
And that's my next point. It's like the lottery. People always say lottery's predatory. You know, no, it's not. It's a fucking hope and dream that you're selling that people fucking buy willingly. That's not predatory. That's just human nature and American's dream.
I know.
But anyways, I don't knock any of those credit systems because I am a firm believer. I had a lot of very wealthy people tell me a long time ago, use bank money where you can, leverage the credit systems how you can, liquid's king.
But do it the right way.
Do it the right way. Educate yourself on it. My stance, you get burned one or two times on those type systems. If you don't learn, you're one of the ding-dongs that, you know, probably should be scalded by the hot water that you refuse to stop dipping your hand into.
I know. They're now saying, though, that many Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, and those that aren't are now putting more and more on credit cards. So we are likely to see some pretty hefty defaults, especially with these, like, big interest rates attached to these defaults. So.
You're a doomsday prepper. He's been waiting. Ladies and gentlemen, Justin Rourke wants everything to collapse.
It's not that I want. It's that see into the future. What's that?
Yeah, I mean,
I own zero stores of food presently.
Possibly.
Powdered water.
that's what.
Dude, how many
Alex Jones? I got powder water.
I got powder water
in cans.
No, I'm gonna use a humidifier that I run with a bicycle. Bicycle pedals.
Three kids. That's why you had three kids.
What's that?
That's why you had three kids.
Someone's got to carry on the gene pool. Yeah. Anyways, these.
But then we're talking incestual.
Pardon?
They don't need to be doing it together. If you're in a bunker by yourself.
No, sir. No, okay, sir. Okay. No, I'm not talking about that.
Correct yourself.
But we also have a population that's falling. So is China and India. And I know.
You know, this is the inevitability of it, and that we just always need to look for trends to inflate them as fears.
Maybe, well, not necessarily, but there's ebbs and flows, right?
Always.
Population booms, baby boomers. Now there's not as many because there's too many people around, and people are like, it's too costly to live. So then the population falls, and I guess the cost of goods will probably go down at that point.
No, that's all micro shit. I don't think it's gonna.
No one knows. It's a hot.
No one knows anything.
It's a hot mess.
Media entities get paid to create narratives.
True. Anyways, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is not stopping the buy now pay laters, but they are now applying credit card rules towards these things.
Well,
now.
I mean,
so now
what's any difference between an advance on your paycheck? Remember the money box or whatever? What was
oh, those things are, yeah, yeah. The,
like the same goddamn
payday
yeah,
loans.
Payday loans, yeah.
Yeah, same thing, same
thing.
Deal.
Same thing.
People who need fast cash.
Pawn shops.
Pawn stars.
Porn stars.
We can keep playing this game. anyways, they now got played by the rules. Finally, one of my last little hot topics, we have Elon's big payoff. Are you aware of this?
No.
So Elon Musk back in 2018 said, I will not take any money. I will not take a paycheck. But if I bring the stock price or the, you know, the operational targets up to where they need to be, then I can get paid. And so the investors are like, yeah, sure, we'll take that bet. You know, well, that's fine. We won't pay this guy, you know, anything. And as it turns out, stock price has bumped up, and now he is owed $56 billion. But a Delaware judge is voiding the deal, saying it was unfair to shareholders who weren't fully informed of the key details.
That's that titty baby bullshit.
I'm like, bullshit. This guy took the risk. Yeah. They had the benefit. They were making bets.
It's like signing a contract.
Investors didn't know the risk.
I didn't read the whole thing. It's like, well, that's on you.
That's horseshit. I know. That's why I don't like deals presented to me, and with me only having like 3 hours to decide. I'm like, this isn't it. I'm not playing that game.
That sucks. I mean, way to go, Elon. I mean, I'd like to know the specifics on. I mean, he definitely had some sort of approach and game he was playing, I would imagine.
I want him to get some money back for purchasing X or whatever. I mean, if that thing does go in the you know, trash can, at least, you know, I want him to get some money out of this whole thing to not make it be, you know, too troublesome. But he's been working his ass off. Good for him. You know,
I want to get that. More money than he needs. And
is he the most? Hey, is he Katie? Is he the most richest?
Has to be
person. I would
think so. Google it. Okay. Richest person on earth.
This is a millennial. She's gonna look at her phone before look at the computer in front of her.
Yeah, probably some Russian oligarch. Just like, you think you have me?
You think you'll have money? Yeah. I have money. Yeah. I have more money than you do.
Yeah. Well,
Bezos is. Bezos got?
What about, where's Elon? I mean, he's right there.
He's trailing.
He's sniffing the asshole.
He's trailing. That's good. Anyways, I want
to
see...
Hey, land of capitalism. I mean, I never knock people for making it to the top.
Although there's going to be plenty of, like, naysayers on the comments just being like, well, he came for money, and blah, blah, blah. It's like, well... And people say, and like, look, I'm not going to get political here, but people are going to say that shit about Trump, too, and they're like, he started off with a whole bunch of money, but he grew it to... much more.
There's definitely some advantages, but the arena is the same that everybody's playing.
I mean, isn't it like a proportional type of thing? Like, I mean,
some people play with PEDs, some people don't. You know,
I mean, penny stocks. What about them?
Fucking Wolf of Wall Street.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm so sorry.
You've never fucking seen The Wolf of Wall Street?
No, I haven't.
My God. Hold on. Okay. He's never seen The Wolf of Wall Street or Boondock Saints. You don't need to do anything this weekend.
I think I'm gonna know what I'm gonna watch in Mexico.
Both of those.
Yeah,
I want a report.
Done, sir.
I want it written
from the beach as I'm sitting.
Wolf of Wall Street's a great fucking movie.
I generally
Margot Robbie, that's when she came out. Amazingly beautiful. You see her naked.
Oh, I know. I've seen that. I've definitely seen that on the internet. I mean, I'm not blind. Mm. I mean, how could you not?
Leo's a pimp.
Yeah.
Well, what's his name too?
That's where we got that husky face, the husky drunkard face. Well, John, I'm aware of I have a couple questions. I want you to tell the world about your aspirations here for acting. Let's talk about it.
I mean, the,
you said you got an acting class, right?
Yeah, I'm just dabbling. It's just like a little hey, dip your toes in if you like the water. Dip a leg.
What made you decide to dip your toes in?
Father Time. It's like I've been something I've been thinking about since I was in my 20s.
Do it now before.
Like, yeah, when am I going to do this? You know, it's another notch on the old belt, and I told myself that I would give it, you know, a couple months to see if it's something that I liked or not. I will say, it's very humbling. You know how arrogant and confident and prideful that I am.
Fair.
It knocked my dick in the dirt. I mean, the first couple of times, it's like, hey, you don't know how to do this. So that's been fun because it's a challenge, and so I enjoy that. It's like kind of facing it head on, but it's fun, man. I dig it. It's a slow start. It's just like anything else. My acting teacher, he's been in a bunch of shit. he told me when I first went to the first class, I was telling him.
Cough more deeply into the microphone next time.
Sorry, I have bronchitis. The bronchial.
Yeah, bronchitis.
I don't know what I have. Something.
Not sure.
It's going around the whole Dripping Springs area. But anyways, he was like, you know, I was like, what does it take? You know, give me the general pitch. He was like, you know, acting's 95% hard work, 5% talent. He was like, outside of like Daniel Day-Lewis and the ones that just have this like innate born ability to put on whatever face they want and have ice water running through their veins. 95% of the actors out there work their fucking ass off, grind, figure out the methods, what works, what doesn't.
What's the work? Do they talk about that?
Yeah, it's about understanding how to hold yourself, what cadences to have, little nuances of how not to move in tight frames versus wide frames. I mean, there's a encyclopedia of what kind of work it would be. A lot of it's too understanding your nerves and kind of wrangling in how you control yourself when it gets weird. He was saying, you know, movie sets, you know, we see this little box, which I'll see here, but you don't see the 30 people that are standing in front of them and the uncomfortable environments that they're put in and just the rigmarole.
It's like hot and like muggy.
I mean, it definitely makes sense, you know, to me, but it'd be fun, man. I don't think I'll be on the red carpet anytime.
Don't shoot yourself short now.
It'd be fun to actually grow in it and kind of level up, you know, just like anything else.
Are you putting your name out there for auditions or for?
Not yet. I want to get to where I feel better about it.
So basically your classes right now are kind of like giving you a little bit of ideas to work with, so you're not coming in there super green and having to learn on set, which would, you know, be probably problematic too. And probably just like, this guy's a fucking idiot. He's moving all over. Hey, buddy, quit moving across the stage here. Stand on the X.
Why are you yelling at me?
Move.
I'm being
a director.
It's beyond that. I was adding to that. You know,
oh, yes, and, you're yes pitches. Anding me?
Yes and.
Ooh, I like. I'm so glad he yes and.
Yes and. The cool thing about him is he gives you scripts for the week or 2 weeks, and you come do the scripts over and over again, but he films you like you're in an audition so that you go, you roll through it, he'll stop you. You do a couple turns of it, and then at the end, he rolls through all the film. So you can see all your partners and everybody doing it, and then you get to see yourself on camera so you can really dictate and be like, look, this is where you fucked up. He's really cool.
Does he make you take your shirt off?
He hasn't yet, but he's alluded to it.
Okay, good. Well,
remember when I told you this was hard?
This is so hard. Well, I have a game to play.
Play on.
Called The Aspiring Thespians.
Oh, the Thespians. You didn't know the Thespians?
Hot Thespians. Oh. So, Katie, can you bring our first two props over here? Mind your head, Katie. There's cameras.
I've been waiting to see what these props are.
No, ma'am. The faces. Thank you.
Okay.
I'll let you get through the American Gladiators gauntlet. All right. Well, this is called a callback, John.
Okay.
Considering that we just got done talking about Harvey Weinstein, I have two images here.
Oh, nice.
We have
Scott.
We have Gwyneth Paltrow on a kitchen knife and a
kitchen knife.
Harvey Weinstein on another plastic kitchen knife. We are going to do, I believe, so in my ideas for these games, actors must do many a thing. I'm sure you're discovering it's very wide ranging, and we're going to test you on your acting skills.
Okay, come on.
So I am going to be Gwyneth Paltrow.
Okay,
and the first game deals with improv.
Oh, I like improv.
You like improv?
Yeah.
Congratulations, Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, hello, Harvey.
You
rude man.
In this
pig.
He is. Look at this hot.
She was a babe back in the day.
You have to go back in time for this one. This ain't current. Is this current? Oh, this is hot. Gwyneth Paltrow. I mean,
the ladies back then still look the same.
It's like, she's keeping it together. Good for her. Good for her. Anyways, let's just do like a. I mean, it didn't have to go for forever, but let's just do like a quick little role play. Harvey Weinstein and Gwyneth Paltrow accidentally bump into each other at the Whole Foods.
Okay. Do 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 do. Oh my gosh. Hi there, Gwen.
Hey, Harvey.
Do you mind if I call you Gwen?
No, I was just looking for the peas here.
Okay, enough. Shh. I can't take this anymore. I've been waiting for this moment my entire life.
Harvey, I didn't even think that you were here. Aren't you in jail? I mean, I've been cloistered.
They let me out, and it's just serendipitous that I see you here. Right
no,
now.
I just don't think it's good that we see each other.
Peas.
Oh, rats, I'm in the frozen peas section. I was looking for canned peas.
Well, you made the right turn.
I mean, no, this is, I've got to go. Harvey, I'm going to have to see you
Gwen,
later.
Gwen, don't go. Shh, listen, Gwen. Shh, remember when we touched? You might not remember, but I
Yes,
do.
Harvey. And then we made Shakespeare in Love. What about it?
I remember it still to this day. I dream about it.
I think you said that to all the girls at the time.
No, no. You're definitely at the top. I dream about many girls, but you are the most dreamt about.
Harvey,
definitely.
I've moved on beyond acting.
Well, I have not moved on.
I'm now selling pet products.
I've paid for my mistakes.
Natural feminine hygiene products.
What do you say?
And I have a sweat lodge in Monterey.
Oh, you had me at sweat lodge. Man, what do I book?
You're sweating right
now.
What
do I book? Oh, my God.
Like, you're the only person in a wheelchair that I know that breaks a sweat in 70-degree weather.
You ready to get the band back together? Because I am.
Oh, my gosh.
Please, now.
No.
Man,
I don't know.
Oh, my God. I can't help this. I just pleasured myself without you even knowing.
You're part of yourself is stuck to...
Oh, someone's calling me. I gotta go.
You motherfucker. And scene.
That was great.
Oh, nah.
Sorry, I was trying not to
cough.
We're
going to leave these. These will have to be like, oh, can we get... I know I always wanted to have... We'll see how this goes. But like, I always wanted to get the TV view screen up over there. But you know how Matea has like the leaf wall?
Yeah.
I think we should put like the leaf wall over here and whatever sort of props that we get, we just stick them in there. So people will be like, Harvey
pull
Weinstein and Gwyneth Paltrow.
Pull a prop.
Not bad on your improv,
pull
sir. You kept it going.
Can keep it going.
That was a very uncomfortable situation for Gwyneth Paltrow.
You know, Harvey was ready.
I mean,
poor bastard. I mean, I don't know if his heart could take that. You know,
I mean, let alone his legs. Yeah. I mean, geez.
Come right
Harvey Weinstein, you might be, you're probably a piece of shit, but. You know.
You are a piece of shit.
But you made some damn good movies, so what are you gonna do? You know what? You don't have to. Hey, you don't have to love the artist to like their work.
Michael Jackson.
Boom.
No one ever fucks with Michael Jackson.
I'm not giving up Thriller.
He's untouchable.
No one's saying no to listening to R. Kelly, even though they know he's
Michael
a piece
Jackson's
of shit.
Never been fucking.
I'm not inviting him over to my kids' birthday parties, but yeah, exactly.
I mean, definitely don't condone it, but
yeah,
dude made some outstanding music.
There's so many Harvey Weinstein movies that are loved and revered. It's just like, you're going to cut all that shit off. Shakespeare in Love.
You can't.
I don't think you can. Next game, my friend.
Bring it.
Many actors have to have range. This is what we're really working on right now. Bravo on the improv.
Thanks.
Good work. Have you been doing improv over there?
I've never done it in my life, but I feel like my life has always been about improv.
I know. I figured that you probably wouldn't be the one to have a problem in front of a group of people.
Normally not.
Like, I'm okay. I can riff. I may not say everything I want to, but I'm not like jelly belly. And
sometimes
I gotta
you black
get out,
and then you go back. You're like, damn, I could have done this better.
Yeah. I always try to remind myself when I'm in those situations, just breathe.
Always.
Whenever we're like standing up pitching.
Always.
Pitching to big crowds. I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
I make sure I make eye contact
with people.
It's
like your reps.
Pointing.
That's what I keep telling everybody. It's like, I want to get more reps in on this acting thing so I feel better about it. It's just like anything else. It's like, first time you and I talked in front of a group. I remember when Wendy had us in front of all those girls. I think you were there with me. Maybe it was just me. But it was in the CDC here. Yeah, and it was her whole, like it was her whole investor circuit. She had an investor meetup one night, and she invited me on to pitch Tower. And it was like our first time talking to a big, there was probably 60 plus people there. Pretty intimate too, with it filled up the CDC, so like people were in front of me, and I remember like going into it I wasn't that nervous, but then I start seeing it, all these other people were talking that are like these OGs. We were little babies back then, so it's like,
hi,
I had no clout. It was just like some fucking dude that nobody knew. And then I, you know, did my thing, but I was nervous as shit. But now you put me in that same situation, because we've done it so many times, I could do it with my eyes closed. So it's like,
yeah,
get those reps in. Feel good.
I think you just have to own it, right?
Well, a lot of it's just repetition. It's like anything else. It's like you feel more confident the more negotiations you work on with real estate stuff. So get those reps in.
Okay.
Story life.
I'm gonna make reps. Sure I still keep this nice and you know, surprising. John, so actors beyond improv must also, you know, have some degree
of
range.
Yeah, some range
with their, with how they talk.
Yeah.
Cadence. And that's why our next game is going to be called Impressions.
Okay. I'm not great at impressions, but we'll see.
It's okay. So your first one is going to be, I want you to read the first one. You're going to be quoting a line from the movie Leprechaun.
No, the Leprechaun.
Starring Warwick Davis, which you and I might have watched at Jordan Lutz's probably house at one of his birthday parties, fifth or sixth grade. Right there, if you wouldn't mind, give us your a good.
I'll not rest till I have me gold. Curse this well, that me soul shall dwell, till I find me magic that breaks me spell.
Can you do that again? Or can you just kind of bring it down?
I don't want to fucking do it again. I mean, you wanted me to do it once, and I did it once. You didn't say you have to do it twice.
I can't work with him, this actor.
Well, what do you want me to do? You gave me a direction, and I did it.
Just bring it down. Cursing the high seas here.
Okay. Well, I mean, what do you want
me
to do differently?
Are you going to take direction or not?
No, not from you. What do you want me to do differently? I'm ready for the next one.
I hope you left another room for my fist because it went around into your stomach.
Hold on.
And pull out your spine.
Pull out your goddamn spine. All right, the next one. Fine, we'll skip ahead. I wanted these to be like little pacing.
In this universe.
Hang on, hold on. Obviously, if you haven't
picked. There's only one absolute.
If you haven't picked it out yet.
Everything freezes. Allow me to break the ice. So my name is Mr. Freeze.
Okay, let me set
Learn
it up.
Learn it well. For it's the chilling sound of your doom. Now everybody just chill.
This is why we had to do the jar. Because otherwise he just keeps going and I can't even set it up.
Hey, you're the one that fucking took me off the leash and
All
said
right,
read this shit.
Fine. Okay, the next one I want that old English accent. We're gonna have you reading from one of the greatest writers.
Did he write
directors,
his own stuff, though? Did he?
Playwrights?
That's the question.
Doesn't matter.
That's
he's
the question.
On the
he's
on the cover.
So I think we just
he had
about
to get
to
there somewhere. I don't care if he killed a man in
if
his
he did
front
kill
yard
a man, he did it.
And chopped
well.
Him up and the glove
he did
didn't
well.
Fit. He's there. Anyways, John, action.
To be or not to be? That is the question.
I don't want to read this whole thing. Whether it's his nobler in the mind to suffer. The slings and arrow of outrageous fortune,
or to take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing in them to die, to sleep, no more, and by sleep to say we end, the heartache and the thousand nature's shock, that flesh is heir to, tis a consummation, devoutly to be wished, to die, to sleep, perchance to dream, aye, there's the rub. For in that sleep of death, what dreams may come, when we may have shuffled off this mortal coil, must give us pause. There's the respect that makes calamity of so long life. For who would bear the whips and scorns of time?
I got goosebumps. The jaw?
Of course.
I could be your agent. I'm excellent at fluffing actors. Yeah.
You gonna fluff me before we go on?
No, but I did have
Dirk Diggler.
Yeah, I know karate.
Look at, I mean, that was a great movie too.
That was a great movie. Mark Wahlberg. No one.
Way
gives
to go.
Him
He's a fucking pimp. Mark Wahlberg is a pimp. Ladies, it's a pimp. Well, you do Zorro. I'm done with mine.
Okay.
I'm done being your puppet for the day.
Hang on. So now, setting the scene. This is the end of the movie Zorro, starring Antonio Banderas, and I want a Spanish. You can go for Antonio Banderas.
I'm not
accent.
A good Antonio Banderas, so why don't we see something from you?
John, I want to see
You're
some...
You're great at these.
I want to see some range. I know what I can do.
Yeah, let's see one from Justin. Thank you, Katie. I'm done being your fucking monkey.
Thank you, Katie. The whole thing is... the game's... Fine.
Let's hear it.
And so it was. Lightning split the sky, thunder shook the earth, and then all was quiet. A great warrior known as Zorro was gone. People of the land gave him a hero's funeral, the largest had ever seen. They came from far and wide to say farewell to their brave and noble champion. But do not worry, little Joaquin. Little Joaquin.
Little Joaquin.
Whenever the great deeds are remembered, your grandfather will live on. And for there must always be a Zorro. And someday, when he's needed, we will see him again. On his fearsome steed Tornado, riding in the like the wind, his sword ablazing the sun, leaping and jumping and swinging the air, fighting like a lion, fighting like a tiger, fighting.
All I heard was Puss in Boots.
Yeah.
Sounded very, very, very Puss in Booty.
Put a little rolls on the R's.
Well, yeah, but that's good. Same guy. Same guy.
You like a little fresh,
Puss in Boots like the cartoon Zorro.
Okay, if I went like too abstract on these, then you'd be like... You're like, I don't know who the fuck. I've never seen this fucking movie.
God, I wish you would. I mean, if I would have known, I would have cherry picked a few. More Arnold. That was the best you got on the Arnold.
Dude,
that's disappointing.
Dude, they're not exactly giving him like long narrations.
I mean, I feel like there's a few that we could have done. It's fantastic. I'm coming right now. It's like I'm coming every day. We need to do that one. Pumping Iron.
Okay. For the next 20 seconds, do you just want to like
come on?
You want to go tit for tat on Arnold quotes?
I mean, yeah, now I'm on the spot. Yeah, I mean, give me
boom, I'll go. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jr. with him crossing Danny DeVito. My nipples are really sore. You're what? My nipples are really sore. I'm here the rest of
but, stop, sir. Kindergarten Cop, dude. I mean, so let's talk about that for a second, real fast. Arnold Schwarzenegger, people don't recognize the amount of movies that motherfucker made in like the mid 80s to about the 2005. That dude was everywhere. Like, think about it.
He did everything. He has
Predators, Terminators, Kindergarten Cop, the Batman, all the funny things, Junior, Twins. I mean, what else? There's a billion of them.
Billions of them.
The Christmas shit where it was like the
Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, Jingle All the Way.
He kept going with the Terminators.
What the fucking
Conan the Barbarian, which is actually great, but do not watch that. It's not. I thought like it's one of those 80s movies. Titties. Where, like, I could titties and also like James Earl Jones is chopping the heads off of snakes and women a little bit much. Jillian didn't like that we watched that
with the children.
Yeah, I was like, I want to watch Conan the Barbarian. I was like, we'll just skip through it. We watched Indiana Jones. Did I tell you about that already?
No.
We did Indiana Jones Temple of Doom.
Nice.
Raiders of the Lost Ark is a little too slow.
Which one's Shalima Taktide?
Same one. Okay. Yeah.
Kalima Shaktide.
And so I like I Jillian like he was like, it's like Lada, 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 Lada. And he's like, and he was about to like put his hand in, and Joe was like, you gotta change it, you gotta like skip ahead. And I was like, hold on, I've seen this movie millions of times.
Let it
I was
play
like,
out.
I can do 10 seconds here, oh. But so I skip past the heart ripping scene, but the guy's like going down into the, like the fiery pit, and I forgot that the heart in the dude's hand that was pumping catches on fire as he's doing it. And I was like, oh, sorry, children, I just Sharon? Want them, I just want them to Sharon? Know. To know what it is. Anyways, I guess we'll skip the Arnolds. I mean, I just gave you one. So now I have two scenes, okay, in which we will play off of each other. You would just play the game. This is like that first episode 0.0 all long ago where you're like jumping through stuff, and I was
you
like,
can't
just
give me the whole roadmap without me wanting to, you know, see where the destination is.
It's fair. He's right. Okay.
What's up?
Okay. I have two.
We have about.
I think I'm gonna save the best for last. How are we doing on time?
We've got about a 10-minute window here.
Perfect. We're doing great on time.
Oh
then.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So I'm gonna give you the first one.
Okay.
Here, I want you to read the title.
Ooh, A Few Good Men. Fuck yes.
So, Katie, we're gonna need you. Can you pull up a little spot, and I'll need you to sit next to John. She's going to start off with the first line. You're going to have to pass the script back.
So you got to read the judge piece, but you're going to have to give me back.
I'm Kathy, by the way.
Yeah, once it gets to here, you're off the hook. But you're going to have to share it with me, which is going to take me out of character.
Can you pull that mic up close to your...
It doesn't have to be that close.
It's not true.
Mic
he's seen. Never. He's technically never listened to a single episode.
All right. Consider yourself in contempt.
Colonel Jessup, did you order the code red?
You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer that question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled to.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
I don't want to fucking read this whole thing. Son...
You're I mean,
this is a fucking
shit.
Novel.
Just read it.
What, it's a fucking novel.
Fucking play.
Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's going to do it? You? You, Lieutenant Weinberg? I have a greater responsibility than you could possibly fathom. You weep for Sengato, I don't know how that fucking word is, and you curse the Marines. You have that luxury. You have that luxury of not knowing what I know. That Santiago's death, while tragic, probably saves lives. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. You use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use those words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline. I have neither time nor inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provided and questions the manner in which I provided it. I'd rather you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand a post. Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you're entitled to.
Did you order the code red?
I did the job.
Did you order the code red?
You goddamn right I did.
End scene.
You needed that. You needed that. You needed that little diatribe there. Oh, Katie, come on back, girl. Oh, we need you.
Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you, Ashley. You did wonderful. Can you fetch our final props?
That was good, man. That's a fucking hell of a scene. Bravo to the man that did that. Pimp, one other one too that we need to do is the shower scene from The Rock.
You wanna get
I will
naked?
Not give that order. You know, with Ed
Stand
Harris.
Down, Captain.
I will not give that order. I will not repeat that. What is he saying? This isn't gonna fit my bulbous head.
Do what you can, Katie. I need you on the attention on the cameras. Do we have the? Is this the right way?
I don't know.
Is this the way it's supposed to go?
This is the way.
We're by the way, for everyone who's watching us right now, we're doing a scene from The Patriot, starring Mel Gibson and Heath Ledger.
If y'all haven't seen that movie in the world, please watch that.
It's not factual or accurate.
I've long feared. I say that all the time. The long fear.
Oh, you call me up on the phone and tell me.
I've long feared that my actions will come back to haunt me, and the price will be too much for me to bear. I mean that. I mean, story of my life.
I know. action.
Gates and the Continental Army are at Hillsboro. I'm joining up with them. Gabriel.
No, your place is here now.
I'm going back. I'm a soldier. It's my duty.
Your duty is to this family. Don't you walk away from me, boy.
I'm sorry, Father. I will find you when this is all over.
No, you're not going. I forbid you to go.
I'm not a child.
You're my child.
Goodbye, Father.
What a fucking great scene. Thank you. All right. Well, do we have anything else to cover?
I mean, that was great. Okay, bravo. That was a good one.
We had fun.
If anybody watching, I had no idea what was going to happen this entire show. So that was actually entertaining. Why don't we just make that the premise? You fucking, I'm your puppet. You make me dance.
It's a lot of work, and then you fight back.
But part of the banter is the work.
I just want you to like just trust.
I trusted. I was here. I had a good attitude. They were. I'm
done. Great attitude. We had wonderful women helping us today.
Thank
make
you,
this
ladies.
Happen.
That was fun.
By the way, we spent $30 on these hats.
I saw the box. They wouldn't let me open them.
That's good.
I tried to get my hands on
They're loyal soldiers. I appreciate that. Anyways, thank you everybody for another exciting episode of Rough Housing. And I'm having a great time. Hope y'all are too. Yeah. Take it easy. Like, subscribe. Woo!